You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Every year, veterans die homeless, penniless, or with no family to claim their remains. But that doesn't mean they don't deserve to be honored with a military burial. A national funeral services company called Dignity Memorial makes that happen. This week, local partner Berry Funeral Home held a service for 7 veterans, all of whom served during the Vietnam War. Hundreds showed up at the East Tennessee Veterans Cemetery, from veterans groups to active duty service members in full uniform to supportive locals. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan was there, and this is what she heard.
Dr. Pat Paulus, I'm a pastor here in the city, but equally so, I'm a former Army captain and a Vietnam veteran. As I drove around and saw all the cars and all of the people gathered here for those we don't even know, I am reminded how great a country we have and what it means to be an American.
I think we're just seeing a lot of interest and people wanting to be a part of something that is meaningful, honoring our veterans, and then honoring those that didn't have anyone there at the time of their passing.
Bill Robinson. I am the longest held enlisted POW in American history. During my captivity, I spent some time in solitary confinement, and so I know what it's like to be alone.
Sean Withers, my dad's a Vietnam vet and felt very forgotten upon return. Still struggles with some of that. To see a community rise to honor folks that they didn't even know, never met. Honestly, that brings a little bit of sunshine to me.
Larry Inslee, well, it makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. It brings back a lot of memories. I don't think a Vietnam veteran get the honor that they deserve. I've lost 2 brothers, younger brothers to that, to the effects of Agent Orange. And they suffered a lot of years, one about 40 years. And it finally eat him up, you know.
My name is Garrett Hannes, and it was an honor today to see how many people actually came out. It was a chance to honor men and women that you're basically writing a blank check to the country saying, I'll give you my life for our freedom. And I don't think people understand that.
In America today, we have done a poor job of providing our veterans with the services that they deserve. And that is a narrative that we in this room can rewrite in this day moving forward.
There's much we don't know about those we have gathered here to honor today. While we may not have known them personally, we don't know if they carry old wounds or, like many of us, carry ghosts from the wars that still haunt us. They came home in uncertain times and maybe never heard the words that have brought healing to so many these days. And those words are, welcome home. All of you who are veterans, it is our tradition at the Captain Bill Robinson Chapter 1078 Vietnam Veterans of America to give our comrades a big hoorah. So on the count of 3, let us hear it. 1, 2, 3.
Hoorah!
You can read more about the 7 veterans honored at this service. Go to our website, wuot.org. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth.